I've been all across this country.
Hello, folks. This is Kyle Shaw from Monday Night Shaw. I am here right now with the beast from the Middle East, the man they call Ali. How you doing, Ali?
Not too bad, Mr. Shaw. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We're sitting here at the Pro Wrestling Fitness facility. You guys got a couple of rings in here. This is a nice facility.
Yeah, here at the Workhorse Fitness Performance Center. We got a couple of rings. We got a full gym. We got laser hair removal, chiropractor, acupuncture, massage therapy. We got a full protein bar. We got steam rooms, cardio, strongman equipment, powerlifting equipment. We got it all. Housing for our students, transportation to and from the facility, and we provide meals and visa applications for our out of town and international students. So yeah, we're really excited about the launch of this new training center with two rings that we got here inside this 14,200 square foot facility, and we should launch our first camp on March 1st.
Solid. So are you going to be the head trainer of the camp?
Actually, no, I'm not. I'm the showmanship and intensity coach. We've got Leo the Legend Burke as our psychology coach. We've got Bruce Hart, Bret Hart's brother, as our chain wrestling coach. We've got Lance Storm's former head coach, Chris Knight, as one of our in-ring handlers.
Oh, solid. Aussie legend.
Yes, Aussie legend. We've got Can-Am's longest reigning defending heavyweight champion, Can-Am wrestling champion, Otto Vinnie Fever Gentile. And we've got Bruce's son as another in-ring handler, T-Rex, Tori T-Rex Hart.
Oh, wow. So you guys have a whole staff of people.
Yeah, we've got Queen Elizabeth, who teaches health and nutrition and structures your exercise and weightlifting regime. And then we got a host of half a dozen or more trainers that take you right from psychology right to your promo package before you make your debut for whether it's the WWE or A&E, Impact, AAA, Ring of Honor, MLW, QPW in Qatar, or Japan.
Oh, wow. Maybe even RCW.
Oh, yeah. RCW is our sister company. That's where the guys, when they first come out of the training camp, that's where they get their experience first and foremost, is either with Danny Warren or Squiggy with RCW. Or Danny Warren with
CWA.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
That's Danny Duggan, right?
Danny Duggan, my man.
Solid. So, you guys are putting together the whole package here. Like, you guys are training, like, not only just people how to wrestle, but, like, how to, like, get muscles and be athletes and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. We take them right from A to Z. So, before they leave here, they'll have a promo package that we can forward to any one of our contacts at any of these major federations. We have our ambassador and spokesman, you all might know as TJ Wilson, aka Tyson Kidd, who's over at the WWE. So before we forward our students' stuff off for their debut, we make sure that they've got their gimmick, their outfit, their entrance music, their finishing moves, and a full match, an unedited match that we can send to them that we either do here in the gym or at the RCW show or with Danny Duggan.
Oh, okay. So how about you just for your experience, where did you train to wrestle?
I trained with the Harts when I got into the business. So down over at BJ's gym with Ted Hart, and then over with Ross and Bruce Hart over at the Dungeon, and then started wrestling with Can-Am and Stampede Wrestling. Went over to South Africa with Mano Singh and the great Gamma Singh and Akam. Then went down and did some pay-per-views with Conan and X-Pop and Bobby Lashley with AAA in Mexico. then opened up a wrestling school here in Calgary, and then another wrestling school in the Middle East, and debuted with the WWE, and then
You worked for the WWE?
Yeah, I did a match just before September 11th with the WWE. Unfortunately, I used to be a pilot, so after September 11th, I had some issues getting crossing the border, having a pilot's license and whatnot. So we decided on opening this training facility and giving other youngsters the opportunity to maybe get seen and by the WWE. So.
Solid, solid. I had no idea that you would work for the WWE. Who did you wrestle there?
A 6'9" gentleman by the name of Andre, and was Monday Night Raw's War, March 28th, here in Calgary, Alberta, at the Pengrowth Saddle Dome.
Oh, that must have been a hell of an experience, eh?
Yeah, that was, man. The highlight of my life.
That's awesome. So how directly is TJ involved in the gym here? Like, does he have a, like, ownership stake in this?
No, he's not an owner or a coach. He's, like I said, he's our ambassador and spokesman. So before we make a move or before we make a decision, we go back to TJ and ask his opinion and see what direction we should take before we make any major moves. And he's just been a guiding light for us. We owe everything to him. I mean, his experience, his knowledge, is priceless to us. So, as far as I'm concerned, TJ and Natty are the reason that this school is up and running right now. We definitely take our lead and our guidance from him before we make any decisions, and so that we don't make any mistakes, and we give our students the best opportunity for success. And if anybody should know about success, it's TJ. They don't call him the workhorse for nothing. This guy is absolutely one of the best things to happen to the wrestling industry in the last 20 years.
Yeah, just coming here and checking out the facility for myself. I did a little bit of rolling in training, and like the rings are fantastic. Absolutely, like, immaculately clean. Like, these are some of the nicest rings I've seen. Like, you guys should put shows on with these rings. Like, that's how good they are.
Actually, when I first, because I started to wrestle with, when I started, TJ and Harry and Natty and all these, the Hearts and Ted were all around at that time, just starting out in the business. Well, they had been in the business for a while, but they hadn't, they were still here in Calgary. And when I FaceTimed TJ and said, look, I want to show you this facility we got and get your opinion on it and see what we could do together. I FaceTimed him and went through it. He said, and I quote, he said, Ali, I'll tell you something. Next to the WWE Performance Center, this is absolutely the best training facility I have ever seen.
Yeah, it is very nice. And I mean, like I say, it's attached to a full gym. They've got hundreds of machines out there. Like, that's really cool. That's not something that's been at any of the other training facilities I've been to. You've got the big posters up. It looks like the ones that used to be at Storm School are now here. Did you buy one of these rings from Lance Storm?
No, these are two brand new rings, two brand new 18-foot rings. We had one green and yellow and one yellow and green made. And these are brand new rings, both of them. We're the first people to bump in them, actually.
Oh, wow. Has Lance come down here and checked out your facility?
No, he was actually, when I went to pick up these banners that I purchased off him, the SummerSlam and the Unforgiven.
The SummerSlam one is my favorite.
WrestleMania and the King of the Ring banners. He was on his way to the WWE. As you know, he started out as he's a producer now with the WWE. So he wasn't able to come down, but we're hoping that he does make a surprise visit and just say hi to the students one of these days.
Yeah, that'd be cool for sure.
We love Lance down here, and the reason why our facility looks so amazing is in part due to some of the banners that he provided us with.
How would you say, what advantage would packages would you give the students that come here over the students that, say, go up to Edmonton for Monster Pro Wrestling or one of the other training grounds that are in Alberta? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, like, I'm pretty sure it's only you guys here, Monster Pro, and then I think Lethbridge might have a ring set up somewhere where they practice.
You know
as well.
What? You know, I've been friends with Massive Damage from Monster Pro for about 20 years, and I love him, so I can't say anything bad about his facility. I know the guys that he turns out are good workers, but with us here, you get a coach that will take you through showmanship and intensity, a coach that will take you through psychology, a coach that will take you through chain wrestling. You'll have a different coach that will be your in-ring handler. You'll have a different instructor for health and nutrition and weight training so that you can build your skill, your body, and your mind and psychology all at the same time. So it's not like most other facilities that you get one instructor and you learn from that one instructor, his style, his way of training. So we give you the opportunity that maybe you're not going to learn everything you need to from one coach. So you here you go through a half a dozen or so coaches, plus the guest coaches that we have come in here. Like the other day, we had Jinder Mahal pay us a visit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's an old friend of mine who actually wrestled for me when we were running the Ultimate Wrestling Nation, and when we produced the Ultimate Wrestling Nation, the UWN Underground TV series that crossed the aired around the world. You might catch TJ come in, do a guest appearance. You have one of the WWE superstars come in for a seminar. So it just depends on your luck and the day it is.
Yeah, and you mentioned that Bruce might be coming in here and stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know.
And I mean, of course, the guys are still, like, if you come here instead of going to Monster Pro, the trainees are still going to have opportunities to be on shows and stuff. It'll just be on probably like RCW or CWE shows, eh?
Yeah.
So have you like, so you have like a firm established partnership with RCW?
Well, see, they send us the guys that need training, and we send them our guys after they've been trained. And, you know, a lot of our youngsters are still in school and have other obligations, whether it's jobs or families or dependents, so they're not able to travel and to do shows. So Squiggy and RCW and Danny, they give our guys the opportunity to work locally so that they can continue to earn money and live their life while pursuing their dream and not putting their life on hold. So it's a pretty good partnership that we have going on.
Solid. So you mentioned the Ultimate Wrestling Nation?
Yeah.
Is that like a federation that you founded?
Yeah, this was a company that I had started with, God rest his, their souls, Bad News Allen and the second Razor Ramon, Rick Bogner, along with Tim Stein, Vinny Fever, Jerry Morrow, the great Gamma Singh, and we produced the first ever professional wrestling full contact prize fight in the never seen before octagon ring with ropes, and we had brought down the 1972 Laos lightweight Muay Thai champion, who was the head coach for lack of a better word, the more tanned guys like myself, and then brought in Dan the Beast Severn, the three-time UFC heavyweight champion, as the head coach for the Canadians and the Americans and the French and the British and the Australians. And the winner of the tournament would meet the head coach from the opposite team.
Was it a shoot fight?
It was, let's just say it was more shoot than not.
Okay, so kind of like you guys had like maybe a finish worked out, but you're actually like tagging each other type thing?
No, there was there was nothing worked out. It was a full contact prize fight, but a wrestling match in the end.
Okay. And was this like in, was this based in the Middle East?
No, this was shot out here on Satina, on the Aboriginal community here in Calgary.
Oh, okay.
So there was,
I've heard those shows can be pretty wild.
Well, yeah, there was no boxing wrestling commission, so we were able to do whatever we wanted. We had an ambulance stand by to carry away the injured, and it was pretty stiff.
It was pretty stiff.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good stuff.
Yeah, I remember Squig had like tentatively booked a show on the reservation, and I was like expressing like my doubts about it. I was like, I don't know if anybody will show up. And Vic was like, oh, Kyle, it'll be the biggest crowd you've ever been in front of. And they're going to give you a bunch of free food and free t-shirts and all kinds of crazy stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, well, now I'm looking forward to it. And then he was like, yeah, they're also going to be like the most bloodthirsty. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I was partners with Bruce Starlight and Gilbert Crowchild, who are some of the dearest people I've ever met, and
that Derek Starlight?
That I think Derek Starlight is Bruce Starlight's nephew, and that's where we started the school, and then I moved on and partnered up with Gilbert Crowchild and actually produced the TV series.
Oh, okay. And so, what was your role in the production of the TV series? Were you like the did you handle any like the directing and editing,
no,
or were
was,
you just
I was,
the booker?
I was one of the competitors, so I represented Lebanon, and our good dear friend Jinder Mahal represented India, and then we had a Colombian worker, and we had a Aboriginal worker, and we had representing that was on Team Song Lith Singthong is side, and then we had Phil Lafont from representing France, and we have Steve the River May representing the U.S. and the Highlander Rob McManus representing Scotland, and I can't remember who else. It's been a while.
Okay, so your role was pretty much just as a wrestler then?
Yeah, just as a worker.
Oh, okay, cool. When is the last time you wrestled?
I would have to say about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And we're going to be working again, doing the Steve Gillespie, our fallen soldier and former coach here at Workhorse Fitness Performance Center. We're doing a memorial show for Steve, in honor of Steve Gillespie, and the proceeds, none of the workers are getting paid. They're donating all their pay, and Squiggy is donating the gate to Rhett's, Rhett Hart, Bruce Hart's son's GoFundMe page to buy him a limited mobility van so that he's not stuck at home now after the passing of his mother.
Just
Andrea.
So you folks know, Rhett Hart, Bruce Hart's son, he's wheelchair bound, so they want to get him a nice wheelchair accessible van. And that's what the profits from the show are going to go towards. And you're going to be wrestling on that show, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to be first match of the night. And it's supposed to be against Bruce Hart's son, Tori. I like to call him T-Rex Hart. But there's been rumors flying around that he wants to chicken out and that he's faking some shoulder injury. But I don't believe it. If I see him anywhere near that arena that night, I'm gonna grab him by his long blonde hair and throw him into the ring and lay a whooping on him one way or another.
Oh, damn, we might have to do a wheelchair accessible van charity show for the other one of Bruce Hart's kids if you get your hands on him.
I anticipate that after this show he'll be wheelchair bound right beside his brother.
Jeez, it's intense.
Yeah. He thinks he's man enough to step into the center of the lion's den with the beast from the Middle East. Well, I've got news for him. He's not big enough, bad enough, or man enough to lace up my boots, let alone step in the ring with me. So maybe if he's got any sense at all, he'll send his father in, who's got a little bit more experience, skill, and charisma. and maybe I'll lay a whipping on him, wait till Tori grows up, and then give him a little bit of what I give his father.
Okay. There's going to be a number of other legends on this show from around here, local Can-Am guys. Is there anyone in particular that you're looking forward to seeing dust off the old wrestling boots and get back in the ring?
Oh, my old colleague and from Can-Am Wrestling is going to be there, Phil Frenzy. There's going to be Jason the Terrible.
Jason Terrible is going to be back at RCW.
Yeah. Mike
this
Myers.
Should be fun. Mike Myers will be there too.
Lee Coltrane. There's going to be a bunch of some of these veterans that used to be around back in the day that are coming out to show their support for our fallen soldier Steve Gillespie, and to support Rhett's van fund. So it should be fun. It's for a good cause, and it'd be really nice to see some of you good folks out there that night. Some of these matches are going to be going to the WWE, so some of our guys can be seen and possibly debut. So a really hot crowd always adds to the atmosphere. So if you guys can make it out to the number one Legion in Calgary, Alberta at 7:30 on 7th Avenue downtown this Friday, we'd really appreciate it, and it should be a night to remember.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, by the time that this airs, the show will probably have already happened. I generally, it's called Monday Night Shaw, so I generally air these on Mondays. I don't have access to my computer at the moment because I didn't bring it with me. But anyway, we definitely are hoping that show goes off really well. And I'm hoping that you guys' training grounds continue to go really well. Ava Lawless is here right now from the Clandestine Society. Mo Jabari is here, of course. Earlier, like you say, Coltrane was here, Phil Frenzy, Otto was here.
Vinny Fever.
Yep. Their kids, Michael Myers was here.
Yeah.
There's some. I got to meet some really interesting and cool people these last couple days.
Scotty.
Oh, yeah, Scotty. I didn't mention him because I see him in the RCW locker rooms all the time.
Scotty Crew. So, yeah, for all of your fans, if you guys want a really amazing place to learn and to possibly be a WWE prospect, check us out on at workhorsefitnessperformancecenter.ca here in Calgary, Alberta on 32nd Avenue at the Pro Fitness Group, which is where our facility, our training center is inside of the Pro Fitness Group gym. And give me a call at 973-587-0202 or 1-844-442-0202 for international calls.
Okay, and I will make sure that Spencer takes note of those phone numbers and adds them to the little description here so that people are able to see those when they download the podcast and whatnot. What's your favorite memory of your career? Is it wrestling for the WWE against Andre there?
You know what? I mean, who doesn't love the WWE? Mind you, back then it was called the WWF, but I mean, going, doing that pay-per-view in Mexico with AAA, with Conan and X-Pac and Bobby Lashley was great. Going overseas to Mexico with Conan and the great Gamma Singh and his brother Akam, that was just an incredible month-long tour. But I mean,
did you say the tour was in Lebanon?
No, in South Africa.
Oh, okay. What was it like to wrestle in South Africa?
Oh, man, the crowd is so hot. Actually, Mo Chocolate is heading to South Africa later this month, so you'll be able to see him on. What's that promotion, Mo, that you're going to South Africa with? Slam Force. So you guys will have to check him out on Slam Force later this month. But yeah, just touring. Being on the road with the guys, I mean, what more can you ask for? It's a great time.
I love the camaraderie. It's one of the biggest things that drives me to continue being a wrestler. Is like you just meet so many amazing people, and you know sometimes you meet some people that are not so amazing and are a little shady or whatever. But for the most part, like, if you know how to handle people, you can navigate those waters and forge some really meaningful relationships. Were you wrestling with Heart Legacy?
Yeah, I've done some shows with Heart Legacy.
Okay. Do they have any association with the training ground here?
No. No, not at all.
I heard something about them that you guys used to use their ring or something.
Before we built our rings, we actually rented one of their rings for a couple of months. But nothing. There's no affiliation with Heart Legacy.
Okay, all right. So you're not planning to be on any of their upcoming shows or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Fair enough. I've heard that there can be a little bit of a gong show over there.
Well, I mean, with Teddy at the helm there, you got to expect a good show, because Ted is, an amazing worker.
Yeah.
One of the most talented I've ever seen or had the pleasure of stepping in the ring with. But so I think with Ted running things over there, I think you should, you're in for a good show.
Well, that's good. Yeah. No, I never questioned the quality of their shows. I don't particularly think it's a good look for, the cancellation of shows after you've been advertising for months and months. Like, that's happened a couple of times with them, which is why I would personally be a bit wary. But at the same time, as far as I'm concerned, the more wrestling going on, like, the better.
For sure, definitely.
I saw a post the other day, and it was some fans in Edmonton were upset because two of the federations, I think it was MPW and RCW, were both running on the same night, and some of the fans were upset because they had to pick and choose between which one. And then, Red Thunder came on and was like, well, wouldn't you rather have to pick and choose between which one to go to rather than, like, just complain because there's no wrestling happening?
Yeah.
And I think that's a good point.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's unfortunate. I think that these guys should be working more closely together, so that they don't have conflicting schedules, so that the fans can get to go to all the shows. But yeah, it's unfortunate.
Okay, so with no plans to return to Heart Legacy, are you going to be taking a more active role in the RCW roster and coming on to more shows with us?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm friendly with a lot of the guys over there, so I think I will start doing more shows with RCW.
Okay. Yeah, see you later, yeah. Scott Lee.
Yeah, you take care.
Scott Lee Cruz is here.
Yeah.
I got to get more ideas, my tunes.
Okay.
Say hi to the podcast listeners.
Oh, how you doing?
All right, that was Scott Lee Crew. And I think this has been a pretty cool interview, and we're going to cut it off there. I want to thank you so much for, allowing me to come in here and run some ropes and do some rolls and stuff and learn from some new cool people. That was awesome. And I'm looking very much forward to the show on Friday, and hopefully we get to work with you some more. And
Maybe
one of these days the Canadian Goose will stand across the ring from Ali.
I appreciate you having me on the show, and maybe we'll do this again after the Friday the 7th show, and let the fans know just exactly what happened and who got a whooping and who came out on top.
Yeah, we can definitely do a follow-up interview and plug any future Tour and Heart wheelchair accessible van charity shows. Alrighty, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Of all my friends and me, just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland.